A Simple Soul by Gustave Flaubert. Narrated by Paul Edwards, sound by Patrick Martinez-Bourna. Chapter 1. Félicité. For half a century, the housewives of Pont-l'Evêque had envied Madame Aubin her servant Félicité. For 100 francs a year, she cooked and did the housework, washed, ironed, mended, harnessed the horse, fattened the poultry, made the butter, and remained faithful to her mistress, although the latter was by no means an agreeable person. Madame Aubin had married a comely youth without any money, who died at the beginning of 1809, leaving her with 2 young children and a number of debts. She sold all her property, excepting the farm of Touques and the farm of Giffos, the income of which barely amounted to 5,000 francs. Then she left her house in Sainte-Mélaine and moved into a less pretentious one which had belonged to her ancestors and stood back of the marketplace. This house, with its slate-covered roof, was built between a passageway and a narrow street that led to the river. The interior was so unevenly graded that it caused people to stumble. A narrow hall separated the kitchen from the parlour, where Madame Aubin sat all day in a straw armchair near the window. 8 mahogany chairs stood in a row against the white wainscoting. An old piano, standing neath the barometer, was covered with a pyramid of old books and boxes. On either side of the yellow marble mantelpiece, in Louis XV style, stood a tapestry armchair. The clock represented a temple of Vesta, and the whole room smelled musty, as it was on a lower level than the garden. On the first floor was Madame's bedchamber, a large room papered in a flowered design and containing the portrait of Monsieur, dressed in the costume of a dandy. It communicated with the smaller room, in which there were 2 little cribs, without any mattresses. Next came the parlour, always closed, filled with furniture and covered with sheets. Then a hall, which led to the study, where books and papers were piled on the shelves of a bookcase that enclosed 3/4 of a big black desk. 2 panels were entirely hidden under pen and ink sketches, gouache landscapes, and Audran engravings, relics of better times and vanished luxury. On the second floor, a garret window lighted Félicité's room, which...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?